You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with our legal corner in eChicago, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we have the privilege of speaking with Michael Ian Bender, a retired judge of the Circuit Court of Cook County, Illinois, and a principal at the law office of Michael Ian Bender, a Chicago-based law firm concentrating in family law. Mr. Bender, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate being here.
You're more than welcome, and the honor and pleasure is certainly ours. So first of all, let's hit on what is exactly family law.
Well, family law is often referred to as divorce law, but it's really so much more. Family law involves custody, involves asset protection, and involves bringing a roadmap to the future for people who are going through custody or divorce or parentage matters. It affects children and it affects assets, and it creates a roadmap so people can get from a place that maybe not so bright to a bright future.
And would one need an attorney if they were contemplating a divorce?
It's advisable. It's better to have an attorney. Well, like I said, you're trying to create a roadmap to a better place, and the attorneys have the domestic relations attorneys have the knowledge and experience necessary to get you there. It's just like you wouldn't hire a doctor to do your electricity. It's better to have somebody who's been through it and understands the process and understands how to get you to a better place.
You know, the scenarios run the gamut. Let's say, for example, I want a peaceful process and resolution. If I were in the situation, what are my options?
In my opinion, the best option is mediation. Mediation is a process where the mediator helps the people come to an agreement. And the nice thing about mediation is it's confidential. So instead of having a long, protracted litigation situation in court, which could go on for years and is very public, the parties can sit down with a mediator, with or without their attorneys, and they can come to a resolution that they're comfortable with. Again, a nice thing about mediation is that mediation allows the parties to come to their own agreement as opposed to having somebody else make the decision for them. So the mediator acts as a facilitator. And it's not about compromise. It's about reaching accord and agreement. It's often a win-win situation where one person is interested in one thing in particular and another is interested in another thing, and they can then be brought together to reach an agreement, and hopefully instead of compromising and giving up and having a situation where everybody loses, it could be a situation where everybody wins and moves forward to that bright future that we hope to get everybody to.
Alternatively, let's say within this situation, we have a spouse that's abusive and they want to ensure he or she is not awarded custody of their children. How can one protect themselves and their kids through a divorce?
In an abuse situation, the first thing to keep in mind is to call emergency 911. That's the first step. Everything else takes a little bit longer, but the immediate abuse has to be eliminated and controlled. At that point, there are options in order to handle it in court, to get orders of protection, to then look towards hopefully educating the abuser and letting them have some type of relationship with the children in the future. But that relationship has to be safe. And the courts will make sure that the children are not in any type of danger before the court will let there be any type of an unsupervised parenting thing.
today. We are joined by Michael Ian Bender, a retired judge of the Circuit Court of Cook County, Illinois, and a principal at the law office of Michael Ian Bender, a Chicago-based law firm concentrating in family law here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with our legal corner, Andy Chicago, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Bender, what are the financial implications of a divorce? Do these change if one spouse has significantly higher income or more wealth?
Yeah, both in divorce and parenting situations, in Illinois, there's a schedule that applies for guidelines, child support. And this schedule is a recommended guideline, and certain things have to be shown for there to be a deviation. One of the things that often leads to a deviation is if one of the spouses has a significant income. So, for example, if it will travel with a net income as opposed to a gross income. So let's say that the spouse is earning a significant amount of money. Let's just say round numbers, $1 million. So 20% of the net would be the guideline amount for child support, but no child needs 20% of $1 million. So often the court will look at the factors and make a determination as to what a reasonable amount of support would be. So yes, at the higher income, there can be a deviation. Otherwise, the other person, whether it be the mother or the father who is receiving the support, would receive a windfall, and the law does not provide for a windfall.
Would you recommend or suggest a prenuptial agreement within this situation?
Absolutely. Prenuptial agreements are very fruitful, and they stop a lot of protracted litigation in the future. Often people shy away from them because when somebody gets married, they obviously aren't thinking about getting divorced. But it's actually, as an attorney, it's something that's advisable, and it's prudent to have one.
And how can one protect themselves and their children financially through a divorce?
Well, it's important that there be full disclosure, that it's not really just through the divorce, but throughout the relationship. It's important to be fully aware of all of the income, to be fully aware of all of the assets. Often people let one of the spouses handle the finances and don't really pay attention to what there is. And then when it comes time for a divorce, they really don't know what's out there. And it's important to know the full extent of the assets, of the expenses, of the income, as well as the debt that's out there.
And lastly, if you could offer one tip for families who are considering a divorce, what would that be?
The one tip I would offer to families who are going through divorce is not involve your children in the divorce. Children need to be kept separate from the process. Children shouldn't be involved in adult conversation. They shouldn't become the middle person. Messages shouldn't go up and back between the parents to the children. The children have the right to love both parents and not have to choose sides. And it's psychologically detrimental to children to be involved in the dispute between their parents. So the dispute is between the parents and not between them and the children. So if you're going through a divorce, going through some type of a custody proceeding, tell your children you love them, and that you both love them, you'll always be there for them, and don't involve them in your adult situations.
Couldn't agree more with that advice. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and how they could be in contact with you online?
You can reach me and my office number at 312-236-1500, or you can get us at our website, which is eliminatechildabuse.com.
Well, Mr. Bender, it certainly has been a privilege to have had you, and hope you have a great day, and you're more than welcome to come back anytime to lend your advice and expertise.
Well, I really appreciate being on, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with this morning Mr. Michael Ian Bender, a retired judge of the Circuit Court of Cook County, Illinois, and a principal at the law office of Michael Ian Bender, a Chicago-based law firm concentrating in family law. And once again, the website of reference is Eliminate Child Abuse. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.